Unit 7. Don't climb every mountain. Page 108. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the brochure below and then answer questions 1 to 6.
If you are planning a trip to a high altitude, such as Lhasa, Tibet, 3,760 meters, La Paz, Bolivia, 3,600 meters, or Mount Everest, 8,850 meters, beware. Acute mountain sickness is a potentially serious condition that can stop you in your tracks. Acute mountain sickness, AMS, also known as altitude sickness, results from the combination of the reduced air pressure and the lower concentration of oxygen in the air at high altitudes. Simply stated, the higher up you go, the less oxygen you are getting per breath. Therefore, your body must adapt to functioning on less oxygen. It attempts to do so by increasing the rate and depth of your breathing. That is, you breathe deeper and faster. With these extra deeper breaths, several things happen. 1. Blood is forced to parts of the lungs not used at sea level. 2. More oxygen-carrying red blood cells are produced. And 3. There is increased production of an enzyme that helps release oxygen from the blood to the tissues. Most people do well up to about 2,400 meters. However, at higher altitudes, AMS can set in, with symptoms ranging from mild headaches to a life-threatening buildup of fluid in the lungs or brain. It is important to note that AMS often occurs in physically fit young men who believe that the fact that they are young, strong, and healthy gives them immunity. This is a faulty assumption. Your age, sex, and physical condition do not determine your susceptibility to AMS. There are no rules as to who will get it and who will not. AMS is caused by going too high, too fast, and can easily be prevented by acclimatizing, the process of letting your body gradually get used to the decrease in oxygen. The way to ensure acclimatization is to plan a sensible itinerary, that is, a reasonable plan for your trip that will allow you to ascend slowly and acclimatize as you go. As a rule of thumb, if you plan to climb to an altitude of over 3,000 meters, increase your altitude by no more than 300 meters a day. Do only light activity at each new level. Drink plenty of water. For every 1,000 meters you ascend, rest a day. It is important to remember that people's bodies acclimatize at different rates. So if you're with a group, make sure that everyone has acclimatized before you go up any further. The symptoms of mild AMS include headaches, fatigue, dizziness, and loss of appetite. If you experience any of these symptoms, do not proceed to a higher altitude until they disappear. If symptoms worsen, difficulty breathing even when at rest, coughing, confusion, and the inability to walk a straight line, descend immediately. The golden rules for travelers at high altitudes. 1. Learn the symptoms of AMS. 2. If you do not feel well at high altitudes, do not take any chances. Assume you have AMS and take the appropriate measures. 3. Never climb higher if you have any symptoms of AMS. 4. If your symptoms worsen, descend immediately.